Hello, everybody. You're now listening to episode 69 of True Design.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 69 of True Design.
After dark.
69 of True to Size and episode 1 of True to Size After Dark. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hello.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Just a tip.
Oh my God.
Of the iceberg, because this show is going to be
crazy. Beginning. Yeah, it's just the beginning. Yeah, okay, sure. It is a good show this week. We've got some Adidas news to cover,
which is
a welcome change for us. That's fine with me.
Get it.
We're also going to try not to touch too much on basketball, but we might. So forgive us if we do.
No one's complained yet.
No
one's complained yet.
But no one really says anything. So let's be real. But yeah. There is a lot to talk about with basketball, so it's definitely going to come up somewhere. But in relation to the Raptors, we're going to talk about next steps this week.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting to see what the Raptors do moving forward after they lost their superstar.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and swing that and see what we would like some of our favorite brands to do moving forward. What next steps should they take? But first, Joel.
Fire, bro.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show at MD Kovacs out of New Jersey.
Where you been, bro?
Yeah, for real. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
So I believe he's a newer dad. I believe that's a fact.
That's a fact.
So a lot of his questions or comments to us have been child related. And this one is no different. So he says, using a basic, small, standard crayon box as a guide, what are your favorite shoes based on each color? So in a basic crayon box, he said this, I didn't know this. Leave it up to the father over there to know. Red, blue, yellow, black, brown, orange, and purple.
Ooh.
Nice.
I don't know if I can think of one for each, but maybe we'll each take like three or four.
We can do it.
Okay. We can do each. You want to do each?
We'll all do each.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We can do it. Trust me.
Okay, Alvin. Favorite red shoe ever? Primarily red.
The black and red ones.
Yeah? Black and red Jordan 1. Joel.
Even though there's black on it, it's still primarily red.
It's red enough.
Yeah.
For red, I will go with the OG red Air Max
one. Oh.
I will do black and red Jordan 1s as well. Blue, Alvin, go.
I thought you were going to say the red Octobers.
No.
Blue?
Blue. If you do every shade of Jordan 1, I'm going to be so mad.
I'll do the Air Max.
The laziest group of answers.
If we're talking blue, it's the Canadian Tuxedo 580 from New Balance.
Oh, jeez.
If we want to get a little bit but also the Royal, but the New Balance 580 capsule, Canadian Tuxedo. Final answer.
Okay.
Okay, blue. I'm going to go with the Stash BW.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful one.
For blue, I'm going to do Tiffany SB Lowe's.
Ooh.
It's Tiffany blue. It's probably not crayon box blue.
No,
but it's blue. Alvin, yellow. That's a different one.
You're
going to
hate me.
Yellow.
I know what it's going to be. Go ahead.
It's the new love one. Yo, I love that's such an underrated one, though.
It definitely is. I think it's because it's a mid. It doesn't get as much love.
It's the perfect amount of yellow.
It needs some new love.
And it's the right shade of yellow.
Yeah.
It's Alvin's microphone cover yellow, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
the exact same.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Okay, Joel, yellow.
I'll go with the Wu-Tang.
Dunk
Highs, yeah.
Damn.
That yellow.
I was just thinking shoes I have, but I guess we can think outside the box
a little bit.
I'm going to do yellow lobsters.
Oh.
Yeah, I like yellow a lot on shoes. That's just a side note. You don't see a lot of yellow shoes.
Pops. Nice.
This one's going to be tough. Black.
Black Cement 3.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? No, Black Cat 4. Okay. If we're going all black.
It doesn't have to be all black, but yeah.
I'll go black Cat 4.
Black Cat 4 is good. I love that shoe. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, black. I'm going to go with the 112.
The 112?
The 112.
I guess we'll give you that.
Yeah. Go with that.
Black. It's black enough.
Yeah.
I think I'll do black cement 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Brown. JTH. Ooh. Nice. Go ahead.
True. That's a good one.
You go ahead. I wanted to get it out of the way because there's not that many brown shoes.
The Biotech.
Ooh.
Air Max 1.
Nice, nice.
Sorry, Kuzo.
No, I'll do Curry. The Curry.
Ooh. Oh, man. Curry, yeah, man. Yeah.
Some good brown ones, man.
Orange.
Oh, nice.
I think that I will do Big Bang LeBron 9s.
Oh, that's a good one.
The All-Star game.
That's a really good one. Ooh.
Once again, an underrated color. Orange. Don't you dare Shay's shattered backboard ones because you've reached your ones quota.
No, I haven't. Yeah, I have. I'll do. Orange. I don't know, man. Fuck.
There's Jokes. A lot of nice orange.
I don't know.
Name some.
There's not too many orange that I can think of. Oh, I know what you have is orange.
Which ones?
I'm not gonna tell you. It matches your New York's Knicks jersey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
The Supreme. Supreme Dunk.
Oh, yeah. That's a good orange, too. Yeah.
That's the one you have, right? Orange?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Orange. Are you going to do that?
No.
Oh, okay. You're still thinking? Okay.
I don't know. I'll probably go with the, you know, the TNs that you have?
Oh, okay. Orange. The original Tuned Airs.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I always like those. That's mm-hmm. pretty dope.
Which mm-hmm. ones were those Air Max ones with the Knicks colorway? That are like hella exclusive.
Oh, shit.
You know them ones?
We talked about it, I think, on Air Max Day.
Was it like the Paras or something?
I think it's a pair of Friends. I just can't remember.
Oh, my God.
But you guys know which one, right?
It's the supermarket.
It's the supermarket.
One.
Yeah. Shit.
EEE.
Yeah.
You guys EEE that, but that's the one I would choose.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm so mad that I can't think of the name.
Albert Heijn.
Yeah.
Albert Heijn. That's it.
But now I want to know what other. I know there's a lot more orange shoes out there that we could.
There is.
Yeah, man.
Pick at. That's pretty cool.
And then last up, purple.
Ooh.
For me, it's got to be Galaxy Foamposite.
True. It's a good one.
There's not a lot of purple shoes, really, either.
The New Balance 990 Raptor Championship Edition. Mm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, think Raptors.
Yeah, I picked the 990.
I'm probably going to go with purple. I don't know.
Come on, guys. You like go like that.
I don't know what the hell that was. What are you doing?
It's a popular version of that shoe.
What are you doing?
This is a knife.
I don't know.
Oh, stabs.
Stabs, oh. Foot Patrol, is that what it is?
Oh, Foot Patrol, yeah, that's right, man.
Those are so sick. I'm still on the hunt for those.
Those are
Foot Patrol stats.
And then the other day I was on Instagram and someone swapped.
Oh, yeah, Persian BWs, yeah.
Oh, those were good too.
Yeah.
But someone soul swapped a Air Max 90 midsole and put it on
a stab,
the Foot Patrol.
No way.
It looks so good.
Nice. Interesting.
I was like, man, damn.
That was a really bad stabbing motion, like, just so you know.
Would also should be
that
like
was maybe more like overhand, not like sidearm.
If you watch prison episodes or prison shows, that's how they do
like prison album.
Because if you do like this,
yeah, that was the air shank that you did, like from from your hip, yeah, like that was like a quick movement.
Yeah, it's like short.
Like I imagine short like the Chucky stab, like over the head. Yeah, yeah, exactly. if you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer on the podcast, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase,
super cute.
That itself was super cute.
Wow.
And because you guys didn't even have your phones ready to look at your picks, I'm going to go first.
That's
So my pick this week is the Armorillo. I'm going to go with Armorillo Yellow, Fear of God 1.
Mm.
So this one, I think I saw it first when Jerry Lorenzo actually announced the collection, he was wearing this color and his interview was talking about like the background and everything about the collection. And I instantly was like, oh my God, those are, speaking of yellow shoes, like those are amazing. I think I just said, yeah, like yellow shoes are so underrated.
Facts.
But the yellow he used, if you haven't seen the shoe, it's a regular Fear of God one. So it's got like the Air Max 180 sole. And it's very high cut, almost like a Kobe 9 Elite. And then it's got like a little bit of a cage and then some really fat rope lacing that goes up the cage. But a sick shoe. I've always liked the silhouette. I was looking for the sale colorway for quite a while and I ended up just kind of pushing it to the wayside. But this yellow one is like really good. It's like a canary yellow. Yeah. Maybe a little bit darker than a canary yellow because I think that the Tiffany Dunk Low that was yellow is a little bit brighter than this. We'll go with like a dark canary. Let's do dark canary yellow.
Dark canary.
Or Amarillo, if you're Nike.
Amarillo
and
yellow.
You just make up words.
Amarillo.
But yeah, super cool shoe. I don't know if they'll be available to get up here because I don't think any of them have come out in Canada yet. But if it is, I think I may have to try for these. So I'm going to go scoop.
True.
If available.
True.
No release date yet, but $350 USD. So
true.
Steep. Joel, go ahead.
Okay, so my pick is, or my picks are the Atmos Air Max One, that whole 3.0 animal pack.
Yeah, we'll give you the pack. We'll let you do all three.
Yeah, so
because it's you.
It's like, I don't know, it's pretty crazy. It's bananas, it's insane. If you've been following me, I've been posting it up like so many times, like on my stories. But so you got like the blue stripe with the tiger. I'm going to probably say tiger. No,
we'll say tiger.
Tiger stripe with the blue swoosh. And you got like a leopard with the orange, like predominantly all orange upper. And then I'm going to go with a cow with the green.
I thought it was giraffe.
True.
That was my guess. But giraffe. I could be wrong. Giraffe.
Like a safari kind of look.
Yeah. I don't know though. I would think that because it's... he likes to do safari animals.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably a giraffe.
Maybe
maybe a cow.
Giraffe.
I'm not going to claim to be an animal expert or a zoologist, so.
But yeah. these drop, if you're in Japan, these drop on Saturday.
We are not.
At Atmos or on their app. They have an Atmos app.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm just seeing.
With the times.
Yeah, something like that. But there's no global release yet.
True.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come up here.
And
there's going to be just madness for these.
Which one is your favorite, Joel?
Right now, the green.
The cow giraffe?
The cow giraffe is popping out at me.
I agree. Me too.
Yep.
You too? Yep. Yeah, consensus.
Yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah.
You always see, well, not always, but you often see like the leopard and the tiger, cheetah, or whatever. Yeah. Like they're so common. Giraffe or cow, either one of those is unique. So. Yeah.
For real, man. But yeah, I think these drop for like 160, I'm going to say.
160 yen?
No.
Whatever.
That's cheap for yen.
I don't know what
160
the US Japanese currency is.
It is yen. But
it is yen?
Okay. But it's like 1,000.
It's like 25,000.
2,500 yen.
Damn.
Something like that. We're wrong, but yo.
For sure. Yeah, let us know the conversion for the Japanese yen, please. Yeah,
but these are a scoop for me.
Yeah? Just the giraffe?
Just the cow.
Just the cow giraffe.
Cow giraffe.
Cow giraffe. Yeah.
The green swoosh.
The green one. Yes.
Cow giraffe.
Okay, Alvin, bring it home.
So, I love this one just because. Okay, first of all, it's the 997S from New Balance. This joint looks like a collabo, but it's literally a GR.
Correct.
Crazy.
So I'm hoping because there's no name attached to it. That it flies like really, really below under the radar and it is scoopable. But man, like color blocking,
crazy.
Color choices, like it features like a pink. It's predominantly black with touches of pink. There's a pink New Balance and it's also like got touches of Volt on there and some white and the materials just look butter.
Very
and
good.
It's got that sexy, like 997S midsole that I freaking adore, and man, it's just, I don't know, man, it's just the perfect color blocking in my opinion. And again, it definitely does look like a collabo. Like they killed this one. It's going to be 180 USD.
Which what was the other 997 as? 220 Canadian? 240? Yeah. Something like that? Around there.
So, I mean, it's not bad, but plus with the materials that you're getting and just the look of the shoes.
The materials on this one look a lot better than the first 997S.
Yeah. No, no, for sure.
Like, it's got like that pebbled leather tongue. Like, that looks quite premium.
It's
made in USA.
And just that color blocking, man. Like,
yeah, for
come
sure.
Come on, bro.
Pops, yo.
Ridiculous.
Does the first one, the first 997 that came out, it was the blue and pink. And that was like Huarache vibes. And this one is also Huarache vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like super Huarache vibes for me. I wonder if they're drawing inspiration from the 90s for all these colorways.
I mean, yo, please keep doing it because
it's working.
These are beautiful.
It definitely works on this silhouette for sure.
So if these do come to Canada, I'm definitely going to try, depending on when it comes out, try to scoop these. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what happens because there's a lot of stuff going on this year.
There is.
For real.
Next up. This Week in Kicks now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Some quite interesting news this week. So Yeezy is on his way to jumping over the Jumpman is my clickbait title we're going to go with.
True.
So he did a Forbes interview. I think it was actually like yesterday or today that he did the interview. So Monday or Tuesday, if you're listening to this on Saturday now. And in the interview, they mentioned the Yeezy line alone is on pace to take in $1.5 billion this year.
Dope.
Holy
smokes. The most since they've started collaborating, which is a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Jordan brand as a whole takes in about $3 billion.
True.
Mm-hmm. So Yeezy is about halfway, just on his brand or line alone, halfway there.
Wow. Dope.
Interesting. I found it very interesting just because a subset of a brand like Yeezy, like the Yeezy line, is doing that much volume for Adidas.
They're smart as fuck, though.
Oh, 100%.
Like, everyone can, well, at least that was a goal, right?
Everyone can have one, yeah.
I think they're re-releasing the Wave Runner.
Again?
From what I saw.
Oh, wow.
If they do, I'm going to scoop those because I really like those.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Out of the 700s.
Yes. Yeah, easily out of the 700s. Like, it's definitely up favorite. There overall, I think, for Yeezys for me. Like Adidas Yeezys, it's up way up there for me.
So if those come out again, I'm definitely copying and I'll add to that 1.5.
But it was actually quite a long interview and it was actually really interesting. But some more facts that we got to learn about the Yeezy line from that Forbes interview, was that Kanye idolizes, idolizes Steve Jobs, which I think he's mentioned many times. But that's why he follows that, select few styles, but a bunch of colorways. Like, if you look at Apple's lineup, it's like what? Like, they sell like five things. Like, iPhone, iPod, Mac, Mac. Like, there's like iPad. Like, there's what? Six, seven things. Mm-hmm. And they push out. Like, remember the iPod Touch or whatever when it, or the Shuffle when it came out? They did the iPod Shuffle and then 100 different colors of the iPod Shuffle. Yeah. Like, don't fix it if it ain't broke kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's where he gets inspiration for that. That's why you keep seeing so many of the 350.
Yeah.
And the 700. He has like four or five different styles, but he just pumps out the colorways. And Adidas, contrary to what we just said, like they're making a ton of money, they, in the grand scheme of things, think that they still are keeping the Yeezy line limited. So, and that, just the reason for that is they don't want to have Yeezy take up too much of their overall market share. Which makes sense. Like you're Adidas at the end of the day. You don't want it to be like, okay, all they sell is Yeezys. But basically what that means is it could be a lot more and they're holding back. And it seems like it's a lot already, like $1.5 billion a year.
Yeah.
And there could be more. Like they're still holding back.
Yeah.
Which, that's crazy, man. That's a little bit scary to be honest. This one was really interesting. Kanye makes more royalties than Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye West makes 15% on the wholesale of the Yeezy line.
True.
And Jordan makes around 5%.
Whoa.
True.
Which is a large difference.
But like, I don't know, man, if you think about it, not that Jordan isn't relevant, but aside from Jordan brand, he isn't really doing anything else.
He owns a basketball team.
Yeah,
but yeah.
He just, who really knows that?
Yeah. It's Charlotte Hornets.
You know what I mean?
Like, no one cares about that.
Whereas like Kanye is like everywhere, still doing his drama on the thing. So it's just like, And Jordan's good, man.
Oh, yeah. He made enough money for everything else. He's been making money for what,
like,
yeah.
30 years? Yeah. Like,
if, yeah, 100%.
If not that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's fine. I'm sure Jordan's good. But no, that's crazy, though.
It's just interesting that the percentage is like 10% of $1 billion
yeah.
is not a little amount of money. Like if they both make, if they both have $1 billion in sales, that means Kanye is getting what? Another million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Is that math right? Yeah, right? I don't even fucking know. 10 mil? I don't even know. Who
What's
cares?
10% of $1 billion? Please.
Please. And also, we could do it ourselves, but no. I'd rather people correct us.
Yes.
Also, Kanye still owns 100% of the Yeezy brand.
Nice.
And Jordan, I don't think he owns Jordan brand anymore. It's literally, he's just the royalties now.
Yeah.
So good for Kanye. That's smart because we saw what happened with Sean Witherspoon when that happened. Facts. With the whole 97-1 thing.
Factitious.
And finally, there's hundreds, like literally hundreds of unreleased Yeezys that never made it to market. I don't know if you guys saw the picture on Instagram floating around of Kanye with all of the samples that he has in his house. And they took a picture for the Forbes magazine shoot. Mm-hmm. But there was like tons of different colorways, different styles, like crazy stuff that he just has like lying around. Like we said, like he wants 4 or 5 styles and then 100 colorways in each. Mm-hmm.
That one picture is pretty crazy.
Crazy amount of pairs. There's only maybe been 30 Yeezys from Adidas that have come out, and there was at least 500 pairs of shoes in that picture. Like tons. So I guess that means there's a pretty rigorous process that they go through to actually make it to market. If you're making that many samples and only actually producing, 30?
30,
Adidas news number one. That was quite a big chunk of news. Mm. Next, so did you guys see the whole thing with Arsenal that happened in Europe? So Adidas is the sponsor of Arsenal, the football club over the pond so they did a social media campaign for their new jersey release. They did like redid their kits or whatever. So they all got rebranded, and Adidas tried to do a whole big social media campaign with the hashtag dare to create. And so what you would have to do is basically on Twitter you would tweet out hashtag dare to create. And it was supposed to be with your name. So like hashtag dare to create at Joel, or like just Joel Hernandez. Mm. And then it would auto generate a jersey with your name on it, just like a graphic or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the phrase above it would say, this is home. Welcome to the squad. And then that would be sent to you and also be automatically tweeted through an Adidas run, Twitter account.
True.
Wow.
So it was just a huge feed of like people tweeting this account, basically. But because it was auto-generated, people were abusing it, and then racists got a hold of it, which was not good.
No.
So there was like Holocaust stuff, Hitler stuff. Like people were just doing some really bad stuff, and obviously it's just automatic. So
just gonna tweet
it's just
it anyway.
Tweeting all this really, really bad stuff out. So they had to cancel it.
But this in your like risk nice assessment, things. That should have been in there.
You would think. I don't know if you would think that far though. Like, are people like maybe boobs? Like, hashtag dare to create boobs.
Yeah.
Like they were literally doing like some dark stuff.
Maybe if it was a smaller company, I would say.
Yeah.
Like if New Balance did it for them,
that's true.
I'm sure like you'd have stupid stuff like boobs, titties, stuff like that. But like because it's Adidas and because it's Arsenal,
yeah.
Yeah.
You get like people who aren't even fans of it who just want to mess with it. Yeah, I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have been in risk assessment. I don't know who your QA people are, but that's true. They fucked up.
Because they need to hire Alvin.
Holla at me.
He thought of it. That was all the news that I could find for this week. So lots of Adidas.
Dope.
Stay in the news.
Yeah, man.
One good, one bad reason. Next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we just review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Anything to report from anybody at the table?
Nope.
I sent in my last payment last week to acquire. I don't have them yet.
Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to wait, or you want to do it now?
No, I'll talk about it now. I gotta shout out the individual who's
excited.
who so graciously blessed me with this amazing opportunity to purchase a pair of Grails.
do you want me to just, like line it up for you a little bit?
Huh?
Do you want me to like set the tone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. I'll like set the mood and I'll like get you excited and I'll get you hyped up and you can like talk about it.
I paid my dues. Oh.
So Alvin, anything to report for Previously in Kicks this week?
Yes. Yes. And yes. So basically how this happened is the homie Troy Alexander, aka Alexander Choi, hit me up one day and he was like, dude, I know you need a pair of Atmos Elephant Print Air Max 1s. And I was like, yeah, yo, I do.
Correct.
You're so right. Yeah. But I was like, but dude, like, I don't have the money to shell out for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't have like 7 bills right now. Yeah, yeah. He's like, nah, man, it's cool. Like, I know what it is. Like, I know the situation and stuff. So if you want, like, I'll send you pictures. Let me know if you want them. And then we can work out something.
Nice.
Send me pictures. He's like, yeah, they're a bit used. I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
This is like the same NetMag kind of used. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that kind of used. Like,
like not. Just not used.
Maybe there's a little scuff on the inside of the, on the.
Underneath the tongue.
Yeah.
On the, like, on the shoelace.
So then we set up like a sort of payment plan, but I was like, dude, give me like 3 to 4 months because I'm going to Vegas and it's for a bachelor party.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
I can't, like, I need money for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, it's cool, man. Like, you're good. Yeah. Like, whatever. So last week I sent him the last payment and then he was like, we did it. I'm like, yo, we did it.
Is he local? No.
Yeah,
yes.
He is.
Is he going to bring it to Shoe Hall?
Well, he's like, yo, if you want to meet up beforehand, like, whatever. But I'm not in a rush. I was like, dude, like,
I think this Shoe Hall would be a good time.
I'm not in a rush for these shoes. I would love for you to come to Shoe Hall anyway. So if you can come through and drop them off, that'd be great. That's just like an extra, like,
I like it. You're trying to recruit people to
cherry
come
on the
good.
Top.
Yeah.
Well, I want to meet him too.
You know? No, 100%. 100%.
That'd be dope. And he's like a listener of the pod and stuff too.
Troy, so if you're listening, orange. Orange is the theme for that day. So I want to see some orange. I want to see those Albert Hines.
Yeah, yo, man, he's another one with a stupid Air Max collection.
Yeah, man, he's mad cool.
Shout out to you, brother. Thank you very much, man.
Nice.
Let's give him a
Troy
little...
_ Alexander is his Instagram.
Yeah, man. We'll
give him a 10-second runoff here for Troy.
Yeah,
thank you, Troy.
Definitely made me feel like a champion.
Yeah.
Troy is the champion.
He is, though.
Troy
he is
the
champion. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, bro. Thank you, man.
From all of us, Troy. Thank you. Because now we don't have to listen to Alvin.
Now it's going to be something else.
Yeah. Anything else? Even if I did, I wouldn't want to talk anymore because that was the most epic pickup story we've had in a while. Next up is thumbs up, thumbs down.
Ooh.
In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. If anyone listening wants to give us one, this segment seems to no one cares about because we ask, you want to hear about our reason next week? And everyone's like, nah, we're good. But if you want to give us a topic to thumbs up or thumbs down, just DM us and we'll probably do it.
Yeah, we will.
So this week, the subject in question, slip-ons. Slip-on shoes, in case it wasn't
thumbs up.
Enough. I'm thumbs down.
Like Vans kind of thing?
Just slip-ons.
Thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers, and this week's topic is coming from the one, the only, Joel Hernandez.
Okay, so...
what do you got for us?
You know how... can we talk basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's not sneaker-related, so...
All right, cool. So with number two going down to...
the Dookie. Totally. Number two.
With him going down over to the West Coast, do you think it was the right decision for him to go down there?
I mean...
like, do you think he'll get that kind of... You know, we put him up on a pedestal.
He's not going to get that love. He's not going to get, he had a whole country in Canada.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's going to have maybe,
half a city,
a quarter
of a city,
10% of a city.
Cause that's Laker.
Cause it's still Laker Town.
Still Laker Nation. Sorry, Los Angeles.
I think he likes that though. Mm. That's his kind of thing though.
I mean, we don't really know what his priorities are. As much as we think we know what he likes, he's never said any of this, really. No. Like, he's never been I want to be this, I want to be that. Really, he just said, I want to go home. Yeah. Yeah. So if that's all he really cares about, clearly it was about home. Yeah. Because he could have run it back and been in an easier conference. And clearly he just kind of led us along a little bit because it didn't ever seem like he intended to come back here or to the Lakers.
Yeah.
He was kind of just pitting us as a pawn, so the Clippers would get what he wanted, which was another superstar.
Yeah.
So I guess in the short form of that, yes, I think he did what he should have done.
Yeah.
With all things considered. Without Paul George, no, that's stupid. With Paul George, like, you'd be stupid not to.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Joel, quickly, go.
I think going home, I guess, I guess for him, it's like the family's there. You
it's
know what
that
I mean?
Important to him.
It's very important for him to be at home.
Maybe the Clippers were his his Raptors when he was younger.
They were. I don't think actually wasn't he an Iverson fan? I don't know. It's all
who knows, man.
He'll never say that's the one thing I really don't like.
I'm still
waiting. We're not going to get that ESPN 30 for 30 where we're going to learn about everything that just happened.
Yeah.
We're never going
to
know.
I'm still waiting for the Players Tribune to come out.
Something like a
thank
whole,
you, Toronto.
Yeah,
thank
it'd be Canada. Nice.
Like a Danny Green kind of thing, but
yeah, he still told everybody he was happy here.
But
we don't even know if Kawhi liked it.
I know exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm still waiting for that.
We just sound insecure now. Yeah. Did you like it here? Would you maybe come back?
Was it good for you?
Was it good for me like it was for you? Yeah.
But he gave us a ship, so
he got us. He
can't complain, man.
Chips and dip.
Chips and then he
he got us a chip and he dipped. So
he got us the chip.
It's all good,
dipped,
man.
Yo.
Thank you, Kawhi. Thank you, Kawhi.
I really didn't want to talk about it. I'm sad. I'm re sad.
Sad again.
But this is the first time we've seen each other.
Freaking Kuya. So.
Next up is promos. promos. So we have two things to talk about this week. The first is in relation to our last week's episode, episode 68, featuring Trent Out Loud from Exclusity, the founder and CEO of Exclusity. Really fun episode last week, but and the staff or management or whoever makes the decisions as alongside him at Exclusity were generous enough to give us a promo code for their web store, which I think expires this week.
20th?
The 20th. Oh, so there's still most of the month.
Maybe the 12th. I'll double check fact that for you guys right now.
Double check fact that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the code is CGS20
use it,
on their website, shop.exclusivelife.com for 20. Bless you. 20% off. And Alvin's checking when it expires, right?
Yeah, the 12th.
Okay, so it's expired by the time you're listening to this. Sorry.
My bad.
Should have listened earlier. Should have listened today. And then the other thing we have to promote real quick, just a small event that we're going to be attending on the 27th, is called Shoe Haul, presented by Canada Got Soul. So it's a three-parter that day. It's going to be a busy and exhausting and exhilarating and fun day.
Fun.
That day. Very fun, guy. So from 11 to 4 at 552 Queen Street West, Exclusity on the second floor, we're going to do a merchandise pop-up with a crap ton of new merchandise that we're actually getting in this week.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to be able to take photos and get it up so you guys can see it real soon so you can get hype as we are. Mm-hmm. From 4 to 5, if you didn't get enough of Trent talking last week, you can come see him talk more at the panel with us, Trent, and Netmag, Tong from Netmagnetism. That's called the Sneaker Spectrum Panel Discussion.
Nice.
Because we cover the entire sneaker spectrum.
Yeah.
Love that alliteration, Sneaker Spectrum. And then finally, I guess we can disclose it now because it's going to be going up soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The after party that we're going to be throwing. It'll be invite only. So please don't hit us up. Well, you can hit us up, but we're going to have to say no. invite only 19 plus event, in Exclusity following, the busy day that will be Shoe Haul, just to kind of commemorate it and wind down and drink a little bit and, you know, just do whatever. Yeah. And that is called the CGS Sneaker Social. More alliteration. Mm. Love it. So that's going to be a really fun day. Churnt Up is going to be churnting up some ice cream. Some very special flavors for everybody. Do we know the flavors yet?
No.
Still no. I just hope it's... I just want that mini egg one and I'm good.
True.
I love mini eggs.
Same.
But yeah, it's going to be a good day. Come out, please, if you're in the area. If you're free, swing by. You don't have to buy anything. But if you do, that would also be
great. Yeah, yo, come say what up.
Just come by. Ooh. It's going to be nice weather. I already checked.
Yeah, man.
Give us hugs and stuff.
Just kidding. It's in the hugs. The countdown is on. What day is it today? Today's the 9th. It's in less than 20 days.
Oh,
damn.
Man.
Oh, shit. That's really close.
That is close.
Damn.
Well, goddamn.
What date is this pot air?
13th. So it'll be two weeks. Two weeks from the day you listen to this, everybody.
True.
Come through. And be prepared for more announcements to come, because we got even more cooking up. Finally, our main discussion for the week. Next steps. Ooh. So Kawhi moved on from the Raptors. See, we said we weren't going to talk about it, and now I'm going to cry again. So Toronto is going to now have to switch up how they're doing things, obviously. We lost Kawhi and Danny Green. But the Kawhi, obviously, is what hurt more. Yeah. No offense, Danny Green. Good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Future guest, of course. Podcast friend, because he has his podcast as well.
The Green Room.
Inside. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've listened to it a couple times.
It's not bad.
We're
better.
So, we are.
For sure.
More clout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
More people would care if we moved to the Lakers. but yeah, so it's a transitional time. And it's for the Raptors, and it's also a transitional time for a lot of the sneaker brands that we follow.
Facts.
They're all in like a little bit of a, I don't know what you want to call it, like a limbo, I guess. The upside down, if you will.
Ooh.
Nice. Stranger Things reference.
Stranger Things.
And honestly, it's a transitional time for us as well. Canada Got Soul. Even as people. Sorry, yeah. This is where I'm announcing that I'm going to be leaving.
Go to LA.
Are you going to the sneaker podcast? Because I love those guys.
Are they the Lakers to our Raptors? Is that what it is?
Basically.
Yeah.
They've been around for longer. True. They're veterans. Like,
they've got the all-star really cast.
Really handsome guys. Yeah. Damn it.
They're in glamorous Montreal. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mike D's here now.
That's right. We're going to poach him. We're going to poach.
Yeah.
We're
going to poach Mike D.
We're going to poach Mike D.
Yo, Mike D, holla.
You don't want to do their podcast anymore, man. You don't. Just come to ours. It's fine.
Just joking. You guys are great. Keep going, please.
So yeah, we're going to get into what we want to see some of our favorite brands do going forward. We'll kind of set this table a little bit with what they're in now and then where we want to see them go in the future. But I guess really quick, because we're on the topic, what do you guys want to see from the Raptors going forward this season and beyond, I guess? Do you think it'll be blow it up and rebuild? Do you think it'll be like keep the course steady and see what happens? Do you think it'll be a mix of both? What do you think?
If we rebuild, pending the performance of Van Vliet and Siakam in the next coming up season.
And OG.
He's
back.
I say keep that trio, man. Because they're not even at, like, Van Vliet just hit something. It's not his peak.
Yeah.
He's still like.
He's on the upswing.
Yeah. Siakam.
Also on the upswing, let's be honest. He still looks
that's what I mean.
He still looks like a baby deer.
He's still improving.
Yeah. So like
they're still young.
Yeah.
And yo, these guys performed crazy in the playoffs.
On the biggest stage.
Yeah.
The finals.
Especially Van Vliet.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, for me, as much as I love Danny Green, like, losing him wasn't that bad because, real talk, like, he didn't do much in the finals.
He was a regular season warrior for us.
That's
he didn't do much.
46% from three.
Whereas, like, Van Vliet was like that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he stepped up
huge. He was the X factor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I trust in Masai. Masai got us this far. He got us the chip.
Yep.
With a dip.
Yep.
So, I'm down, man. Regardless of what happens, like, I'm a happy-ass motherfucker. So.
That's it. That's all you're concerned about. That's it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, dude, it was hard to hear and wake up to Kawhi peacing
out. That was a bad day, man.
It was weird. Like last night, I was like, man, I was up late and I still didn't hear the news. Like, what the fuck? It must have been pretty damn late. Damn. But I mean, as heartbreaking as it is, like Christian, aka Flippin' Laces, like put it really well, man. Like Yo, we had the hottest chick at prom.
And we weren't even supposed to have her at all.
Real talk. Yeah.
Apparently, she didn't want to go to prom with us.
She didn't, though.
She did it just because she had to. Her parents were like, go to the prom with Jimmy.
Yeah. So, like, and, like, it was a what? Like, dude, I'm down with that one season stand thing.
And then she was like, yeah, I actually had a good time, surprisingly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm thankful, man.
And then we got lucky. Yeah.
That whole season was amazing. For me to experience that was, I never thought I could, especially in Toronto.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm about it, man. I'm happy. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Joel? Blow it up or keep it going?
I said just keep it going, man.
Yeah. Like, with like Lowry and Gasol.
These guys are hungry. Yeah. Like Lowry, Gasol. I think they got a bone to pick
with Kawhi. Chip leaving. On their shoulder, 100%.
Like, you can hear them like, oh, well, you're just going to have to kick his ass kind of thing, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like Nick Nurse said it. Yep. Like, you know, like Van Fleet said it like in the offseason. So it's like, I know that they've got fire under their ass right now. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to just prove them. That's all it is, because right back again, we're like the talk of the town in the NBA, that we did it because of Kawhi. Without Kawhi, we're nothing. But then, you know, if you look at it with the whole load management things, like throughout the regular season, we had a winning
team. 17-5.
You know what I mean?
A really good team. Not just a winning really team. Yeah. Team.
And it's like, we've proven that we could do it. And it's just, we got to get more, I don't know if we got to get more pieces or just work on what we got and just like, you know, just make them better.
I think, but I agree with you. I think that everybody, all the young players are going to get better. Like that's just a given. Mm-hmm. Like, especially if we start Norm Powell in place of Danny Green, he'll improve because he has no choice. And he's shown that under pressure he can. Yeah.
His defense got better too, man.
Yeah, way better. Yeah. OG was doing well last year and was out. So you can't get much worse than that. Like, he wasn't playing. So obviously that'll be an improvement. Fred VanVleet coming off the bench, going to be much better. Like, he's going to be crazy. Lowry, I think he has unlimited confidence now. Like, watching him in that game six, that first quarter, we had 11 straight points. Yeah. Like, that's not Kyle Lowry, but he knew he had to. So if he has that same fire under his ass, like you said, I think he has to step up. Now he knows. Marcus Gasol, I think he'll be more comfortable. He only played half a season with us last year.
Yeah, I know.
Like, don't let, like, That's crazy. Was one of our best players in the playoffs defensively, and he only played half a season with us. Like, he was unreal, like, passing the ball. But yeah, man, people in the States, like, all these American narratives are like, yeah, I think they'll be a playoff team. And you're like, you think we're going to go from winning the championship to, I think they'll be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who you can say who's better than us.
In the East.
Milwaukee, I think you could say is better than us. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia got worse. Everyone else is the same. Shoot, yeah. Philadelphia still can't shoot.
Yeah.
Brooklyn's not gonna do shit.
Brooklyn's not. No. Kyrie is just basically Celtics.
He's in not Kawhi.
New York now. Yeah.
Kyrie's not Kawhi.
They next don't have year that it'll be a problem. Team. Yeah. The Celtics, they're the same because they have Kemba instead of Kyrie, and they lost Al Horford. They lost a lot of people.
Bunch.
Like,
yeah, they lost a bunch.
I don't think that we're worse than third place by any stretch.
No.
And Kawhi, Masai. Are you guys really ignoring what the hell he did? It took like in Toronto. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just believe in Masai. Wait till the trade deadline when we flip some.
He's gonna do something stupid, bro.
Happen, man.
Wait till he flips Gasol and Serge Ibaka for somebody crazy. Oh. Like, just wait. Okay. Now that we didn't talk about the Raptors for 10 minutes, so next steps we'd like to see some brands take. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Adidas, because we covered them in depth a little bit earlier. So they're coming off a massive stretch where they were they were number one for at least 2-3 years with Boost, NMD. The Yeezy line is still going very strong. Where do you guys want to see them go now? Like, what do you think their next step should be?
They're kind of doing it. I always talk about how they should bring back all their like retro runners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of there, but it's like their new, like a new version of things.
Like an updated model.
Yeah. Which is dope. Like, I'm down, but I don't know. I still feel like because of Kanye and his thing, like, it's still overshadowing everything else that they're trying to do.
Do you think it's hurting them in a sense? I think, like, I didn't even think of it until right now, but like you said, it's overshadowing it. And like they noted in that interview, or somebody alluded to it in that interview, Adidas doesn't want Kanye to take up too much of their market share.
Yeah, but
because then you literally just look like you're Yeezy. You're not even Adidas anymore. And you don't want that, because you're making money from football, like soccer, like all these other sports are probably much bigger than the Yeezy line. Like, I can't imagine how much in soccer cleats they sell every year.
Yeah.
You don't want people to just associate you with Kanye. Like, you want to sell the other shit. It's like Nike, same thing. Like, you don't have to associate you with the Jordans. Like, you make your most money off the other stuff.
I feel like in terms of performance shoes, they're fine.
Yeah, but Boost is still like...
When you come to like streetwear and you're trying to come into the streetwear thing and try to come out with new silhouettes or trying to retro silhouettes, you can't. You can't. You can, but it's still... Like, I feel like it's still overshadowed by the Yeezy because the younger generation is blinded by it. Like, it's only like older heads who actually appreciate that kind of silhouette.
Yeah.
Like, but even then, it's just like you're still competing with Nike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like, yeah, you should tone down the Yeezy, make it more elusive, and maybe put him and get him to wear some of your retro shit.
Yeah.
Just to hype that shit up.
It worked before Ultra Boost. It worked with Boost. Like,
yeah.
That was their bread and butter.
So I don't know. Maybe they should try to start paying him to wear their retro stuff so that kids could be like, oh my God, he's wearing the ZX8000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's buy those and like do exclusive drops of those to just help hype that shit up as opposed to a Yeezy every fucking weekend.
You know what I think they might even need is, as much as you don't want Adidas to equal Yeezy or Kanye West or whatever, maybe give him some sort of important position that doesn't actually mean anything. If that makes any sense, like look what happened. As much as Louis Vuitton was huge already, when Virgil got involved with Louis Vuitton, it was, oh, that's a Virgil piece. Like, people were noting, that's not just menswear this year. That's a Virgil.
Yeah.
Like, he designed it. It's still not a collab. It's not Off-White. It's not Virgil. It's still just Louis Vuitton. But it was associated with Virgil.
Yeah.
Like you said, so put, like put Kanye in. Yeah, give him Kanye more.
Streetwear.
Yeah, something like a step down from Yeezy.
Yeah.
Like a entry level streetwear style thing. Get him to even just associate with it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to design it. Like, no one's going to know, oh, Kanye sat in a room and designed this. If you say this is a Kanye-run division of Adidas, and you start dropping some crazy shit that's not Yeezy, then you're getting people in stuff that's in line, and then when they walk into a store, they're not just looking to have Yeezy, and then they leave.
Yeah.
And then you can start pushing, like, the in-line, like, older retro stuff, because I think they need to... When they were big... They were doing collabs, but only on the new shit, I found.
Yeah.
It was all NMD, City Sock, Ultra Boost, whatever. Yeah. They need to collab on some old silhouettes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that Europe gets a lot, but we don't get... I don't see any over here. Not that we follow it like crazy, but I don't see a lot of vintage Adidas runners or models getting cool, really cool collabs just to bring it to light. Yeah. Because it worked for Nike and Jordan for like the last couple of years. They brought a bunch of shit to light. Now, like Trent said last year, they're going to push it to the wayside a little bit. But it brings attention to the brand a little bit and other silhouettes. What do you think, Joel?
I totally agree. Like, you know, with the like collabos that you know, those guys get in Europe, like across the pond, it's like, wow, I wish that stuff came here.
Yeah.
Like the sneakers and stuff, like collabos, like all those other collabos that they get down there. I totally wish that we got that stuff over here because, you know, that's some dope ass shit that they got there.
Yeah.
And like speaking about like with Kanye, if you were like to rock like some stuff, like wasn't he rocking like the Calabasas or
like the non Calabasas, like
Continental,
yeah, the Continental 80, yeah.
Like he wore those, and then like you know people wanted to buy them,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you were to put them like in like some like you said, like put them in like in some ZX's or like some something different, and then you know guaranteed
they're gonna fly.
That shit is gonna fly. So like they gotta like I don't know, maybe do something like that. I don't know.
I agree.
But
it seems like they just kind of fell into a rut. Not a rut, but like their own little lane now. Like they were on they were on top and they were killing it.
Yeah.
And then Jordan kind of came and like sat them down a little bit. And Jordan and Nike kind of sat them down a little bit. And then they were kind of just like, okay, we're gonna stay here. You gotta push, man. They gotta push back.
Yep.
Jordan and Nike are gonna bully you. That's what they do. They're bullies, and they're good at it. Like that's why we love them, because they're so fucking good at being the best. But you got to be that little annoying brother that just like pushes back, punches back, like Puma does with like their little ads and stuff. Like, be the little annoying guy. Like that, they did that slip-on thing where it was like no laces needed or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Remember their all-star shoe that they did? I don't remember what it was called. Next Level, the Adidas Next Level.
Yeah,
that was a cool little campaign, but like I haven't heard anything else crazy basketball from them since.
Disappeared, man.
They have the Dom now.
The Damian Lillard.
Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell. Yeah.
But like, those look good, though.
I do like
those. Those are pretty cool, man.
Those look good.
I think that the Kanye basketball shoe will also help all their other performance basketball shoes, just by association. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Yeah, it's still Kanye. It's still the Yeezy line. Don't call it a Yeezy. Like, yeah, just say Kanye designed it.
Yeah.
But it's Adidas inline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you'll move all of them and you can mass produce it.
Yeah.
Next up after Adidas, what about New Balance?
Ooh.
So New Balance is in an interesting position because, like we said with Adidas, they've kind of been in their own lane for a long time. Like, steady the course. Like, we have our market. We have our following. We're good.
Yeah.
And then they signed Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Kawhi Leonard won playoff MVP and was the best player in the playoffs and was the best player for probably the second half of the season in the NBA.
Facts.
And then he hit the shot.
Yeah.
And then New Balance started blowing up. And then their basketball shoe that they released one of started selling for over $1,000.
Yeah.
And then Ryan O'Reilly from the St. Louis Blues won the Conn Smythe, which is the playoff MVP. So the same award as Kawhi.
Yeah.
Who's also a New Balance athlete.
Yeah, man.
And then Liverpool won the Champions League, and they're also New Balance. Mm-hmm. So they clearly are making the right decisions leading up to these winners or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the going forward, like, what do they need to do? Because their momentum seems to have slowed to me.
They didn't release enough of the shoe.
If we want to get into this gripe really quick, while Kawhi was in Toronto, we got one release. Two.
But how,
one
many, how many colorways did he fucking wear in the fucking playoffs?
We got one Omni 1 and one 997S, right?
Really
was it an S or just a 997?
No, it was a 997.
And then there was the Raptors that weren't actually really associated with him. It wasn't a collab with Kawhi.
No, but it was still a Raptor colorway. But
the day after he signed to the Clippers, they dropped a Clippers colorway of the Omni 1.
Yeah.
That made me upset.
Yeah.
Because we were from the get, not we as in us, but as in Canada, jumped on New Balance. Like, yes, this is our guy. So you're our brand.
Yeah.
We're supporting. We're freaking buying out the t-shirts. Yeah. Like, there was lines down the block for the t-shirts.
Yeah.
People were taking pictures in front of these freaking billboards they were putting up everywhere. The billboards were getting a ton of traction.
Yeah.
We were showing, like, people were buying New Balance. It was like Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
People buying Nikes, or like people buying Shocks because of Vince. People were buying New Balance because of Kawhi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was New Balance equals Kawhi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they gave us one.
I know.
But then it
wasn't even a Raptors colorway. It was blue.
It was blue. Yeah.
And
it was
gold.
A precursor.
Yeah.
It was a precursor to where he was going to go.
That's like, what I'm saying, man.
No knock on them, because I just think they weren't ready for, like, everything lined up so perfectly and it just, like, literally, boom, like, took off probably quicker than they expected.
Yeah.
But come on,
but
man.
I'm sure if push came to shove, you could have at least released one GR colorway so that everyone could have tried your shoe and it would have been... Like, if it's a shit shoe, Kawhi wouldn't wear that shit.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
It has to be good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they're trying to do, like, let's let Kawhi do the thing, and then maybe when we release it later on, it'll go ham. No, you should fucking release it when the hype was up.
Because, bro, the thing is, if they release a GR edition of the Kawhi shoe,
I would have copped that.
In Canada, globally, sold out. Globally,
sold
but
out.
In Canada, it would have sold out.
In
sold
Canada.
I would have bought a pair regular price.
Same.
Walked my ass into the store and bought it.
Same.
And then you would have had people hooked on your shoe.
Same.
Yeah.
Now he left.
I don't want that shoe anymore, to be honest.
I don't want it as bad anymore.
I don't want that Omni one.
I don't. No. I don't associate it the same way.
No.
At all.
No. Like, I love New Balance. So I'm still copping New Balance. Yeah, I'm not copping your ball shoe.
But now they lost the entire a huge chunk of the Canadian market.
For sure.
Whereas, like, if they did release a pair, and not all of us, but like a majority of Canadians had it, and you released more pairs,
you get hooked on
still,
it. Yeah.
Now that I don't have it and he's gone, I don't want it.
You don't want to buy your first one. But if you already had one or two, you're like, yeah, I like the shoe. I'll buy another one when
it
comes
out. I
like
the shoe. I respect Kawhi. I'm down.
That's it.
But
like, going forward, don't mess up in LA. Well, clearly, I already fucking dropped one. Like, that made me so mad to see that. Like, sorry, New Balance, we love you, but that was really annoying.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't have anything to do with New Balance Canada. Yeah. But yeah, so that was just like the one thing. Like, obviously, it's your biggest athlete. I don't care about Liverpool. Sorry, like, soccer, I know. Hockey, I know. Ryan O'Reilly, cool. Kawhi is New Balance's biggest asset right now.
Yeah.
And they dropped.
Was.
Still is.
Was
like, I think he still would be. He was New Balance's Canada's for sure, but New Balance as a whole, globally, will be their biggest asset. And they dropped now two of his basketball shoes and one of his runner, like a collab on a runner.
I think it still will do as well.
Think so?
Well, the Clippers one sold out, but it was gonna sell out no matter what because the hype was there. But you need to, like, look at Nike, man. Like, look at LeBron's line. It's once a month.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's your birthday. Here's a shoe. Okay, it's Christmas. Here's a shoe. It's like, you're not just once in a while.
Here's the shot.
It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the shot. Here's a retro of the black and blue one.
We can't re-release a shot, but here's the all white version that you wear the game after on game one. Like something. Give me something. I'm just salty. Real talk.
No,
I'm salty as fuck.
Yeah, we're clearly salty. But just going forward, they need to capitalize more on what they have. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Because, like I said, they have their lane, which is runners.
Yeah.
Steady. Like, so good. Like, they have their place. They're doing fine. Like, they're comfortable. They know they're good. But it's all this other stuff. Like, Liverpool. I don't know if they did anything in Europe, but, like, blow it up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know until just now or until they won that they were New Balance. Like, make these people fit. Like, LeBron is Nike.
Yeah,
Kawhi is getting there. Like they're pushing it a lot, but you need to like.
He should have won a championship, like Omni one,
bro. Yeah. Like you telling me you didn't have that ready,
as opposed to like a runner. Like the don't get me wrong, the 990, the 997 was sexy as fuck.
That was Raptors though.
Yeah,
but you should have released like a Kawhi championship. You need a MVP.
They should have made a finals edition of the Omni one that he wore for every game.
Yeah.
Then they win and they release that pair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's you would have released
rocket
like a,
science, man.
And then release an MVP one.
And then release an MVP one.
Yeah.
You have it ready, and if he makes it, you do a pre-order like they did with the Raptors. It's like, come on.
And don't use pre-order.
Don't use pre-order, but like, come on. Like, it's just, like I said, I don't think they were ready.
That's what I want them to do, too. Not to use pre-order.
They weren't ready.
No.
And it's disappointing, to be honest, because I was so ready to spend so much money.
I was going
to
go in debt.
I would have bought, man, like a New Balance basketball shoe. I was ready.
Maz was ready to go overdraft, yo. Y'all fucked up. Now I'm not going to overdraft for that shit.
They lost a huge chunk of market.
Yeah.
Big.
So, and LA, it's going to be even harder. So they need to push
LA's
hard.
Bare Nike, bro.
That's it, man.
What it's Los Angeles, playing, man. Like, it's Vans.
Yeah.
It's going to be like hype stuff, like hype Jordans and Nikes. Yeah. Like it's for Nike New Balance to get a stake in there. Like,
Canadians?
Yeah, man.
You got Toronto, Montreal, who are like, you know, LA, but like you have like.
But you had
the
us.
Whole,
though.
The whole other country.
Yeah, you had country, Toronto man. And Montreal.
You had the rest of the country to like. To fuck around with. And they would have bought anything.
They had people. They were selling out of the $300 997, the Raptor colorway.
That's crazy.
Like, man, that's like you missed opportunity.
I love that,
man.
Though. I love that it's selling out, but at the same time, missed opportunity.
Big time, man.
Like, frustrating. Okay. Next up, Under Armour. So this one's interesting, I think. They've got a huge roster of basketball players.
Yeah.
Like, I think we went through it a while back. Like, they have a huge roster. Obviously, their main cash cow is Steph Curry. They also have Joel Embiid, Dennis Smith Jr., like some DeLon Wright. Like, they have some players. They have some good guys.
Yeah.
They dabbled in streetwear a bit with that Forge 96.
Yeah.
Which was a really good shoe. I love that shoe. Super good silhouette. And they've been the leader in performance footwear. Maybe not so much footwear, but clothing for sure for a long time.
No, their clothing is like amazing.
It's like, bro, I remember being in elementary school being like, I want an Under Armour sweater. That was the shit.
Yeah.
Like so comfy. They were doing Tech Fleece before Tech Fleece. Like, they just weren't making them tapered. It was the exact same thing. But yeah, what do you guys think for Under Armour?
Stay in performance, man.
Yeah, man.
You think so?
They've been killing it for how many years now in performance?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you could dabble in streetwear, and you definitely have the designers for it because the designs that you came out with are dope.
Bro, that Forge 96 did incredibly well.
Yeah.
And they have ASAP Rocky on their team.
Maybe they'll hopefully use him or utilize him more.
I don't know where he did one shoe. And I don't even think it came out in Canada. I don't even know if it came out at all.
Yeah.
Where's the shoe?
Or maybe do a re-release of that Forge.
Yeah. They need more colors of the Forge.
You know what I mean?
But I think the dad shoe ship has sailed a little bit. And they, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
They had a really good silhouette. And I think they dropped three colors.
Yeah.
None came
to
Canada.
But they never came to Canada, though.
No.
Wow.
So, thank you.
Like.
Not really, though. But yeah, man, honestly, just stay in your lane.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Stay in your lane. Just because aside from the Forge, you didn't really have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had ASAP, but again, you didn't do anything.
Yep. Yep.
And I swear he was still wearing Nikes.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those, loose collabs.
So,
like, you know, how Sean Witherspoon can collab with Nike and then still wear whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just feel like they're really good at what they're doing right now. And they're amazing at it.
The clearly. Basketball shoe line is really good.
Ridiculous.
Like super good.
Ridiculous.
I think maybe some more signature athletes in basketball.
Yeah.
They only have Steph, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Maybe some PEs for like Joel Embiid and other yeah. players, but
yeah. But no actual signature bro, sneakers.
Dennis Smith Jr. is he's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Real he's tough. Not the most talented, but if you look at the Knicks, who else is more talented than him?
Yeah.
Like he's their if not first best, second best player,
yeah,
give him a shoe,
yeah,
and then capture the New York market.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's not a small. That's one of the biggest markets, if not the yeah. biggest market in the NBA,
especially for sneakers, bro.
Mm-hmm. Bro, give it like like the same thing with the shot. Like no one could have predicted Kawhi hitting that unbelievable shot yeah. against Philly wearing yeah. that shoe, but it happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get Dennis Smith jumping over somebody wearing his own shoe, and yeah. that's just going to blow up.
Yeah, man.
No doubt. Joel Embiid, same thing. One of the biggest personalities in the league.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Give him his own damn shoe.
You need a big man shoe, though.
And they need a big yeah. man shoe. Big man they shoe. Only have Steph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have Steph, and they have the other Hover Havoc. Which is kind of mid-tier. It's like more like a Paul George, like yeah. mid-sized
mm-hmm. yeah.
Player.
But you need a big man shoe.
You need
man.
A big man shoe.
A lot like, of big men in
and
the
Joel Embiid, like we said, is one of the biggest personalities there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think he couldn't sell an Under Armour? Come on.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe just stick to performance, but just yeah.
Yo, they've been killing performance.
Unreal. Oh,
yeah, been man. Killing
performance. Hover is sometimes. So comfortable. I love mm-hmm. Hover.
And like when any I think they've been doing that for so long that when like you it's going to be hard to make a switch into
streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
Or just more like sportswear, I guess you would call it, yeah.
No, the sportswear is pretty dope.
Footwear wise, like
their pants isn't.
Yeah, no, their clothing is really
clothing
good.
Is amazing.
Yeah. Just footwear
like,
wise,
just footwear wise, like to make that switch into like streetwear footwear, it's gonna be tough. You're going against like so many other brands that have already established themselves, and it's just like you might have the money to invest into that, but why invest into that and struggle with it? Mm-hmm. Then
instead
just
of
invest
giving
into
some more basketball players, maybe signing more players, because yeah. clearly they have. Like I know New Balance made a point that they're not going to sign any other basketball players except for Kawhi.
Yeah.
Which is working for them.
Yeah.
But if you're an Under Armour and Curry's doing well and you have a roster, expand it.
Yeah. Damn right. And your performance brand to begin with.
Yeah. Like it coincides perfectly. Like Nike has hundreds. They don't have to be the best. They just want them wearing Nike.
Yeah.
Find these rookies and give them like Puma did last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Puma did last year. They gave DeAndre Ayton, they gave Kevin Knox, mm-hmm. they gave so many people Pumas.
Yeah.
And then if one of them blows up, that's all you need. Same thing, like do that, Under Armour. Performance.
Give some to Jomar, yo. He's going to blow up soon.
Yeah,
yo.
Give some to Jomar Hernandez.
He actually wanted Omni Ones.
Oh, yeah. Wanted?
Wanted, yeah. See?
You guys fucked up. Yo, imagine if they release that in GS sizes, bro.
I just can't even, like,
all
bro,
these little kids who watch Kawhi.
Seriously.
Are you dumb? Their parents are going into overdraft for that shit. It's
for real.
Are
man.
You stupid?
I'm frustrated just talking about it, to be honest.
Okay,
I didn't think I was going to get this upset.
Yeah.
No, I wanted those
but
really
it's,
bad.
Wanted. No, it definitely triggered me when I saw that they released a Clipper colorway.
Yeah.
Like, I was not happy.
Mm-hmm. But that's not New Balance Canada. It's New
like,
Balance.
Come on, man. Like, there was that Jurassic Park Omni one that had like the Kawhi Leonard and the Jurassic. Fuck.
But they're smart. Yo, what the New Balances Kawhi wears when he's out?
Clean.
Oh my God. I want all of those.
Yeah, like that one.
Wanted.
I didn't say wanted. I want New Balance Canada. I want all of those.
Like at the championship. One.
Yeah! Like oh my goodness! Leopard,
like oh yeah, the Atmos looking one. God. Yeah, imagine it was an Atmos collab.
Yo, give me that.
That would be nuts.
Give me that.
Call any here. You heard it here first. It's an Atmos collab.
Facts.
Yeah. okay. Last up, the big dog.
Swoosh.
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 Oh, I was actually going to say Anta, but okay, swoosh.
Yeah. Ooh, the upside down?
No, I don't know anything about Anta.
Anta's from the upside down, now, right? Like,
upside down.
They got an upside down, like, check or whatever.
I was going to say Way of Wade. What's going to be next?
Who? Who is that?
Dwayne Wade?
Leaning.
Leaning. That's what it is. Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm just joking. Yo, I love Dwayne Wade. I'm playing.
Okay. I was never a Dwayne Wade guy. I'm not going to lie.
He was great, man.
A little bit before my basketball time.
True.
Just before. Okay. Nike, the swoosh, the big bully Nike. So up until now, or up the last couple of years at least, it's been collabs.
Mm-hmm.
very often. A huge roster of athletes and entertainers and literally everybody is a Nike athlete now. And they are unarguably, that's probably a word, number one. Inarguably? You can't argue with it. They are top of the game right now, number one. But we saw what happened with Adidas. They thought they were chilling at number one, and then they just fell off. They didn't innovate. They didn't keep going. So what do we think for the swoosh? What do we want to see from those guys going forward, next steps?
I don't know, man, because they're on that wave right now, and it's kind of exciting. Kind of exciting to see what they come up with right now.
Some of the stuff that they're coming out with now is like insane because they know they're on top, so they just do whatever the hell they want.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I just can't wait to see. Can't wait to see what they have.
I think I have to agree, unfortunately. As much as we complain about, like, it's too much, it's this, it's that, like you said, they're doing some, like, just whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like, Atmos Air Max 1s used to be, like, what was it? It was, like, 10 years apart from the 1.0 beast to the 2.0, sorry, animal, to the 2.0 animal. And now, a year and a half later, they're doing three more.
There's three more.
Well, like, they're literally
because
just...
they re-released those, though, the price went down, which allowed me to purchase them. So, thank you, Nike.
Oh, that elephant?
Yeah, yo.
Nice. But yeah, like it's just they're doing whatever they want, and there's a little bit of something for everybody, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because they did have, as much as SB seems to go up and down, they did have a really good run of SBs for a couple months.
Yeah.
Air Max, around Air Max Day, they always kill it. Mm-hmm. Jordans, it's like now once or twice a month, there's a sick collab. They're doing new silhouettes with like Fear of God, like Off-White is sort of tapering off. But honestly, when Off-White was first came out, bro, that stuff was nuts, like next level. That was the bee's knees. For me, keep doing it. Just don't get comfortable. Like, keep doing what we just said. Like, keep adding new athletes. Mm-hmm. Keep adding new people to design. Like, just keep doing that. Don't keep doing the same thing. I don't want to see any more Atmos Air Maxes this year.
No.
Like, I want to see maybe next year do another three. Like, definitely something like that, but just don't kill yourself. You agree? You don't agree?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this year specifically, you don't see as many collabs dropping as
the previous. I think they've slowed down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely been
slowing down.
It hasn't come to a point where I'm like, fuck, like, what the hell's going on? Why are there so many collabs? Like, it's definitely like
last year was like that.
Dulled down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think they're like releasing them at the right points now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy because, like, next year is the Air Max 90...
30th anniversary?
30th?
That's crazy.
So what I want you guys to do next year
is forward.
re-release retro, like, a really, really nice, like, Air Max 90 infrared.
They need to do... They're due.
Like, retro that.
They're due.
None of this, like, OG with the fucking leather, already patinaed or the leather. Give me, the OG Air Max 90 like infrared.
Like a History of Air kind of
feel
to it.
Yes. You can change the insole. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't care about the insole. Yeah. I messed that up anyway.
Special box is perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. But, please, do some crazy shit with the Air Max 90 next year. That's my shoe. Mm-hmm.
Their bread and butter is definitely their retro stuff.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their new silhouettes kind of come and go, but like, bro.
So I didn't pick this for my pick this week. But they have the Air Max 360 on the Vapor Max Air Bubbles.
Wait, what?
Air Max 360.
Try again.
360.
270.
No.
360. What?
It's the 360, man. Because I was going to pick that for my pick.
720?
Nah, dog. I'll show you guys right now.
The Air Max 360. I don't know that I've... What is an Air Max 360?
Hold on. See, I think it's the 360.
My first question.
Or 180? No, not the 180.
180 exists.
It's the Air... Right here, man.
Which one is it? Oh, so you literally mean like the Air Max 360 from time ago.
Yeah.
I thought you meant there was a new Air Max 360. No. So that's the like an...
Air Max 360 on the Vapor Max. I think these are beautiful, and I love that. That they're mixing
fusions,
fusions,
not like Air Force Jordan fusions.
Or do the stab with the Air Max 90. Like, the Air Max 90 has to be your thing next year, bro.
It better be.
It needs to be. I need more retros. I need the Bacons. I need
Bacon.
Yo,
I need Warhawks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Don't get me started.
Clerks.
Clerks. I found my mind. Yeah. Fucked.
Homegrown.
Yeah. Oh. Homegrown.
So, yo, please, Nike. Air Max 90.
That's Alvin's personal moving forward next steps for Nike.
Yeah, please. No, keep doing what you're doing, though. Obviously, yeah, we love
it's hard
shit.
To hate, man. It's really hard. Like, as much as you could say it's too much, is it too much?
No.
Is Yeezy too much? Because it's still selling out.
No.
It's like, yeah. It can't be.
No.
There's still people who pay resale, so it must not be.
Adidas.
Yeah, for Adidas specifically, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, once they listen to our podcast, they'll take our advice and everyone's going to be good. Kawhi's going to come back to Toronto and it's going to be, they're going to get a bunch of Omni ones.
Yeah, he'll reconsider.
He'll resign. He's going to be like, honestly,
I was just joking, dog.
LA's too hot.
Uh-huh, like, uh-huh. I didn't sign no papers.
I signed my name, Fun Guy. That contract is null and void.
Cause it's Fun Guy.
Just having fun with it.
What to do, baby?
What about, not a brand, but just sneaker boutiques in general? Because I think they've got some work to do, just overall, all of them. Mm-hmm. As Trent mentioned last week, they're all having trouble selling their inline stuff, or
Facts.
Even GRs now.
Yeah.
Lots more online shopping. Did I completely skip EEE this week?
Yes.
Definitely did. We'll go after.
We'll do this after.
We'll end with EE. Yeah. I completely forgot.
That's all good, man.
There's a lot more people doing online shopping.
Facts.
Rather than going in stores. Facts. Which, if you've adapted as a boutique, then you're fine, probably. Yeah. But you still have to pay for the store at the brick and mortar.
Yeah.
So
maybe
not. And then because resale is getting so big, a lot of their stock is not getting into the hands of the actual consumers who support the store.
Yeah.
It's going to resellers who are flipping it and they have no connection to the store.
Yeah.
What do you guys think sneaker boutiques need to do going forward? For me personally, I think sneaker boutiques are going to die, unfortunately. I don't see them lasting.
I don't see them dying completely. Like, they'll probably close for example, if you have multiple locations, you'll probably close a few of them and just have one in the heart of a city.
Yeah.
That you are, so like, I don't want to say this, but I love exclusivity, but like have one in the heart of Montreal, have one in the heart of Toronto, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is online. And one thing you could do, it's just to make your releases like in store only.
First come, first serve. Releases in store only, not online.
Yeah.
And do the raffles the way Livestock does it with a special code. And
so you're not taking up too much time on your end and on other people's end.
And you have that customer interaction where it's like when they come in, show them how good your customer service is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Show them like, you know, what exclusive life really means and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Livestock, man. Like, yo, I walk in, completely changed from when I first started going to Livestock.
Yeah.
People say what up and they smile at you and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
they used to be the grimy, like too cool for you kids.
Yeah.
Livestock. For sure.
Yeah.
And it wasn't everybody that worked there. Like, yo, when Los used to work there, he used to say what up all the time. But it's just like some other employees.
Yeah.
You just didn't feel as comfortable. But now, like,
well, I think that people, the brands and the stores must be realizing that, like, they need it.
Yeah.
Like it's tough right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of these stores, when the market for other stuff was booming,
because
sneakers is big right now, but it was big in a different way 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was big in a all shoes are cool kind of way, or more shoes are cool, I guess.
Yeah.
So all these stores did really well and they're like, cool, let's open five more. So you have like two or three capsule locations. You have two or four or three Livestocks, you have two to four exclusivities, you have all these stores, but like you said, you don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Or you need them far apart, or you need them, like you said, in major cities. You have Livestock, there's two in Toronto, exclusive, there's two in Toronto, Capsule, there's two in downtown Toronto, and then one in the GTA in Markham. Yeah. Like, it's tough now, man. Like, there's got to be a huge market for your stuff to be able to open another location.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting going forward. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Where do you see this going, cuz?
I don't know. Probably like what you said. Like, it's just going to die down. You know what I mean? Like, back then, there was like, what was that? Like, the tier zero stuff was coming
to
shops. And that's what drove people to go to these stores.
Yeah.
And now it's like what Trent's saying. It's like, it's hard for him to sell like the inline stuff.
Yeah. You can't sell an all white Air Force anymore.
Yeah. Because you can go just to your local mall and see it right there.
Exactly.
You know, get like all the rare shit back. I don't know if it's that possible. I don't know if there's a tier zero anymore, but
yeah, for real. But like tier, everyone has tier zero, so yeah, it's not even tier zero anymore.
Yeah, so it's like that's what drove people to, like, you know,
the boutiques.
Line up at the boutiques, yeah. Like check out the boutiques and stuff like that. But you don't do that nowadays.
One more thing before we do EEE to close the episode, which is going to be very, very strange. What about the steps for Canada Got Soul? So I think, what is this, year six?
2013, so this is year six.
We're in year six right now. Next year will be next February will be year seven.
This is year six?
We're in the midst
of year six. And we won the championship in the six?
Oh, shit.
In six?
I told you this wasn't an accident.
Back to back.
So now we've got the website, we've got the Facebook group, we've got the podcast, we've got the Instagram is doing really well. We've got pop-ups every year now, 2 years in a row we've had it.
Yeah.
The merchandise is doing well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? What's next? I definitely like to hear what the listeners.
Yeah, what do you guys want from us?
Yeah, man.
Would be interesting. I think obviously the only glaring thing missing would be YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I'm not good with video or any of that kind of stuff at all.
Neither am I.
But then again, we weren't good with this.
Yeah.
We weren't good with this audio thing. Like, how does this thing work, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know what any of this is. Yeah.
Sorry.
Are we recording?
Oh, shit.
No. Because that's not a weekly conversation.
No, it's like a hell of every second.
But yeah, I think the only thing missing would be YouTube. But like, bro, we are busy with what we have already.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah,
pretty busy.
It's quite a bit. I think even just recording this would be cool. Mm-hmm. Get set up
this.
Something.
I would love this.
Yeah.
I love just the weekly get together.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's
our
what it
guests
is, man.
Getting to know our guests, getting to know people we thought we knew, just getting to know more deeply, like
getting to interact with people from all around the world, man.
Yeah, bro.
Like when I go to London, I'm not paying for shit. I know that. Like,
thanks, Kieran.
Wherever these people, Highbrow and Kieran work, I'm going there for lunch.
Like, facts.
CGS wine there. And dine.
Exactly. Canada Got Swine.
Yeah.
Swine and
man,
dine.
I don't know. But I definitely want to keep this going because, like, again, the interaction we have with our listeners is amazing. Like,
for sure.
It's so cool, man. We might not have thousands, but the people we have are the ones that matter. And the interactions we have with you guys is ridiculous. Like, I never thought we would have that.
I never thought that there would be people listening to us while they're on their ride to work.
Yeah.
While they're working out.
Running.
While they're like, the first thing they do when they wake up on Saturday is listen. Like,
yeah. Like, shout out to you guys, man. You guys keep us going with this pod for real.
For real, man.
I don't want to say that I'm comfortable in a sense. Like we said, for all these brands, you can't get stagnant.
Mm-hmm. No.
But we're in a good lane right now. I think we know our lane.
For the pod?
For everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we're in our lane. We're still moving forward. We're still progressing. Mm-hmm. But we're also comfortable in slower progression. We don't need anything drastic.
Yeah.
We are pretty confident in the fact and comfortable in the fact of knowing this is not going to be a full-time job. Mm-hmm. That it's not going to pay a salary for three families.
It's not?
Unfortunately,
I gotta stop.
if all these brands take our advice and they want to start paying us consulting fees, maybe.
Yeah.
Because we got some big names on that list. But yeah, that's probably the only way we're going to retire off is Canada Got Soul. Yeah, man. I'm pretty comfortable. The shoe haul is growing exponentially.
Definitely like, haul three-peat.
Yeah, it's going to be a three-peat. Yeah. Maybe it'll be a biannual thing. Like mm-hmm. if we can stay awake for that.
Maybe.
Like, could do a winter, maybe. Like a fall and a spring, maybe like slow growth, right? Yeah.
We'll
we're not in a rush to go anywhere.
I would love to.
We're going nowhere fast.
Mm-hmm. I would love to collabo with the Kickback or anyone who works with the youth and have us kind of have some sort of educational sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Kickback did well with that. I think they had Christian in there flipping places doing one
but
of those.
Like I mean just things where we could talk sneakers. If they want us to talk history, we could definitely talk history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just you know, just I feel like to get these kids properly into sneakers or to get them to appreciate it more, they just need to have some history, man.
You just need the right role models, right?
Like that too.
They're looking up right now to Virgil and Kanye, who are
just bad.
They're not bad role models, but it just depends on what kind of capacity you want to get into the sneaker game, right?
Yeah.
If you want to be, I don't want to say casual, but if you want to get into it in the hype side,
the hype
all
side.
The power to you. But if you want to learn about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a whole other world. Like, it's literally, sure. Bro, we have a fucking weekly podcast about it. Yeah. Like, it's pretty big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just depends on who your role models are, who you follow on Instagram, who you're looking up to. But yeah.
Or just any way to give back to the community through sneakers or help influence it through sneakers or just anything that we can do through what we do right now. Would be dope.
Use to the platform be able to do
more
for
of yeah
good stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's get the platform has given we're a lot
it.
To us.
We're definitely doing it.
Yeah,
it's just if we could do more of it, that'd be dope.
The platform has given so much to us, like this, the podcast, all the stuff, like sneakers in general, has given us
changed
so much.
My life.
Yeah,
for sure, man.
That I anytime we have an opportunity to give back or show love or anything, it's
hit
always
us up.
There.
DM.
Yeah,
our new. Final segment of the show.
No.
It's staying exactly where it is. We are pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes, like where we put this segment. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. Got a couple this week, and we're going to have a bunch next week because
we fucked up.
Fucked up lots this week. Alvin, I think, has them ready to go.
We got a couple.
What do we got on there?
Our first one is from at jumping in with both feet,
what
aka
up?
At Kuya Mike,
Kuya,
yo,
aka at Coco's daddy.
What?
So this is pertaining to our two episodes ago, 67.
Yes.
When we talked about the wives.
Oh, man.
And the air monarch.
Oh, shit.
we're so still on that.
So he says, listening from North York, hope you guys get to record the next week's episode because you will be losing your voices from all the apologizing you do to your ladies for this week's episode.
Too I was funny. Kind.
You guys are good.
I was good.
I think it was me, though.
It was just Joel.
I think that was more directed to me.
Yeah.
Probably.
He just wanted to make it a general statement to not make you feel bad.
He didn't want
to
point me out.
Yeah, he didn't want to. And then we just did it right now.
and then he was like, I was laughing so hard walking the dog that people thought I was a crazy homeless person.
We can't confirm whether he is or not, so...
I mean,
he's definitely one of those things.
I used to know Kuya Mike back in the day. He helped raise me and stuff. He helped influence me and stuff. But I don't know now, man. Like, I haven't seen him in like, what, 2 months? A lot of changes
things
in 2 months.
Things can happen. He's not a crazy homeless person, but he's a crazy person. So,
I mean, he's crazy because he let us influence him into getting back into the sneaker game.
Yeah, man. That was the stupidest thing you could ever do.
Oh, man.
The stupidest thing you could ever do is listen to this podcast. start buying shoes because of it. Yeah. But also, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
This next EEE, I'm going to let you read, Lawrence, because it's from a very, very important person.
No, I don't want to talk about
in our lives.
Guy. No, you can read it.
No?
You can read it.
Oh, man. This is from Lawrence's dad.
Actually, just skip it.
Yeah, right.
They're in a quarrel right now.
Uh-oh.
The other dad. Not the real dad.
Okay, this is at
Ryan Swanger.
Yo,
my cowboy dad.
Yeah.
His cowboy dad.
He's got the horses in the back.
Howdy, bruh. What do you do, baby?
Horses in the back.
He got the horses in the back. So his EEE, New Balance 990, isn't even close to inline. It's absolutely GR. Learn, boys.
Okay.
I assume you're referring to the V5. It's called the V5 for a reason. It will be much harder to find in 1 to 2 years, just like the V2 and V3 are now.
Okay.
Much love.
So basically, so he's like that guy who goes to the store and he's like, can I speak to your manager? And he's like, that sign over there says GR, but it's actually inline. And then he pushes up his glasses and he says, well, actually, whatever,
hey,
Ryan.
Sir.
Wait till he's on the podcast. I'm going to torment this guy.
Lord, he's going to EEE the whole episode.
Yeah, just wait. I'm stacking up.
All those pictures you have on Instagram that Lawrence had a comment for, he kept those comments to tell you on the show. Love you, bro.
Thanks,
Ryan. Can't wait to see you.
See you next month, Ryan. anything else to report there, Alvin?
No, that's everything, man.
Sweet. Thank you for wrapping up our weekly closing segment of the podcast.
First weekly closing segment.
The first ever and only ever. Yep. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is Canada Got soul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pool, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, or I guess thumbs up, thumbs down, because we're asking for that now.
Yep.
Shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use our hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Take a breath. I don't want to talk about Kawhi anymore after this episode. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 69 episodes. 69. And please are... Oh, shit.
I mean, we are the champions, though. All summer long, baby.
God damn it.
All summer long. You already know.
Let me start that over.
69.
I'm going to start over from...
Thank you for listening to episode 69 of True to Size. And you will find me in your shoebox. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 69. Why is it playing? What the fuck, man? Let me try one more time. Just keep God this. Damn it. No, I'm not keeping this shit.
You are.
We are perfect.
Yeah, no. This is great content. We're not perfect because episode 67 was fucked.
This is episode 69, man. You don't even know what episode it is anymore.
No, all right. The intro.
Oh, episode, the intro.
That was not perfect.
Okay.
You're now.
You're now. Let's
try for the outro of this episode one more fucking time. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 69. Episodes. We have been True to Size. We have been CGS. And we are out. Peace. This is fucking brutal, man.
We kept it pretty clean, though, for 69.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was not a sloppy 69 at all.
Ooh, it was clean.
Clean. Prim and proper.